Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is a Tisha B'Av story, and it's a little bit different than other Tisha B'Av stories you may have heard. It's a story of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev and his Chassidim. Now, we all know that Tisha B'Av is a very serious and sad day. Terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The spies came back with a bad report from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Yidden had to spend almost 40 years in the desert, and everybody in the generation died out. And in later years, many, many, many terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. And to this very day, there are very terrible things happening to Jewish people. And therefore, it's a serious day and a sad day, and there's certain halachas we have to keep. We may not have marriages, or we may not sit in a regular chair during the morning, even the whole day. We can't wear regular shoes. We have to wear the shoes that a mourner would wear. We have to fast, and so forth and so on. Nevertheless, under all of it, we know that Hashem is good, and Hashem has a plan. And even the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed is part of that plan, and that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was really so that there could be a better Beis HaMikdash built. And all of the bad things that happen are really on the inside. On the inside, we may not see it now, but it's really part of Hashem's plan, which is good, all good. It's just that we may not be able to understand how it's good right now. In any case, the Chassidim of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, at a very difficult time on Tisha B'Av, because they were very happy Chassidim. They were always trying to serve Hashem b'simcha, with joy. And it was very hard for them to pass the entire day of Tisha B'Av in a sad mood. And therefore, sometime in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, they decided to play a little trick. And that was that they took a rope and they made a special kind of a loop. And they put it on the floor, right in the doorway of the Beis Medrash, of the study hall, of Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev and his Chassidim. And they pulled the rope up over the door. Exactly how they did it, I'm not sure. But the trick was that there were Chassidim up on the second floor someplace, or in the attic, and when someone would come in the door, they would pull the rope, and the person that came in the door would therefore be pulled up and would be hanging upside down. And so there they were, ready to pull the rope and trap one of the Chassidim, one of their friends, pulling him upside down for a little break in the sadness of Tisha B'Av. Up, here comes footsteps. Everybody's ready. They pull the rope as the person walks into the door. The person steps into the loop. Actually, that's when they pull the rope. And the person is yanked up and it's hanging now upside down. They run to see who they trapped. It was none other than the Rebbe himself, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. And there he was, hanging upside down. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev looked up to heaven, and he said, Eibishter, Hashem, you see that your children are not giving proper cover to your Yom Tov? Why don't you take it away? Meaning that the Chassidim are not being sad as is appropriate on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, Hashem, why don't you take away the cause of the sadness of Tisha B'Av, meaning to bring Mashiach and to bring the Beis HaMikdash, so that there won't be a sad day anymore, because you see that the people are not being sad enough on your day. So therefore, forget about this idea of having a sad day. Bring Mashiach already, make it a happy day, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and let's not have any more sad days. And that, of course, does not mean that we should make a joke of Tisha B'Av, Chas V'Shalom. The halachas of Tisha B'Av are correct and in their place and so forth. But the point of the story is that we all want that there shouldn't be any more sadness on Tisha B'Av. No more halachas of mourning. We don't want them anymore because we want the sadness to be removed. We want Mashiach to come. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. We want the galus to end. And not just for the Jewish people, but for the entire world. There's actually a lot of bad things happening in the world even today. There are people being killed and being mistreated. And that's only part of galus. When Mashiach comes and we have the Geula, no one will experience suffering. And that's what we want. Of course, we have to wear our non-leather shoes, and we have to not even learn the regular parts of Torah today, and all the halachas of Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, we should always remember that the real point of Tisha B'Av is that Mashiach should come, that Hashem should remove all the sadness and the darkness and the pain and replace it with the coming of Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the eternal Beis HaMikdash, which will descend from heaven and be in Yerushalayim together with all of us. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.